Bill Mullarkey, Douglas South, re-elected MHK.
Absolutely, absolutely delighted, over the moon. To be back into Keys, into Tynwald, well, it was my dream. I was obviously gutted in 2011. I swore I'd never go back into politics again. And then, of course, I stood for Douglas Council, and I thank the people of Murray's Ward for putting their faith in me, and putting their faith in me and electing me to Douglas Town Council. I thank them so much, and I say to them, I will carry on looking after your interests, and I'll look after the interests of Douglas, not just Douglas South, but the whole of Douglas. I've always been somebody who stood up for a better deal for Douglas.
It's only been a 5-week campaign, but it's been a long, hard campaign.
Yeah, there's been many issues over the voting numbers, and that's certainly an issue I'll be taking up when I get in. I really have heard some political rubbish coming through with regard to cleansing of the electoral roll. I think what they have to do now is talk to the two new members and really get the truth about what's gone wrong with the voting system, with the electoral roll. And certainly I'll be pushing forward on that one.
And quite a lot of controversy within the campaign as well.
Well, I don't know. I've stayed way outside that. I've been totally focused on the election itself. I have a very low opinion of forums. I never go near forums. I never get involved with them. As far as Facebook is concerned, I have my own personal Facebook site, which I'm happy for people to look at. It only has a few things that I put on. I think that's the bigger evil than anything else when it comes to an election. I hate people that hide behind names and don't have the guts to put their names when they're making really nasty comments. Well, I got told that I was on holiday for 3 weeks of the 5-week campaign, so I just want to know where my suntan is and, how I managed to get around 3/4 of the constituency in that time.
It's difficult, isn't it? And it's probably going to be an even bigger issue in the new constituencies come 2016.
Well, I've got major views on that one. I'm glad to see that actually South Douglas shrinks in size because St George's Ward on the Quayside, actually we lose that, but nothing else in South Douglas changes. I mean, South Douglas has always been the largest constituency. But what I really, again, can't get my head around, South Douglas is still south of Douglas, but why it's going to be called West Douglas is really beyond me. So if I can get a little bit of an amendment through to the Act, I would like to get South Douglas called South Douglas, because you're going to have a north, you're going to have a west, you're going to have an east, and you're going to have a central. But South Douglas, which is still south of Douglas and hasn't actually gone into any other area, has actually shrunk slightly to make it more South Douglas. Somebody wants to call West Douglas. I don't know, but these are challenges for the next 16 months.
And you said you'd be the man that would hit the ground running. What do you think you can achieve in those 16 months?
Well, I can start work tomorrow. I mean, we've already got appointments to come down 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for inauguration. I'm not going to be arrogant and say I don't need that, because obviously things have changed in 3 years. But certainly I'll be hitting the Keys on Tuesday and I'm hitting the ground running.
Are there particular things that have come out on the doorsteps that you want to try and get addressed in those 16 months?
There are lots of things. There's lots of things concerning pensions, concerning health. But a main part of my manifesto has been regard to the user agreement. As many people know, I sat on this select committee, two select committees into this team packet. They're now looking for a change in the user agreement. I believe there's a way forward for the Manx people to take control of the team packet back again. So one of my, I've said to my constituents, and I hope I can get the support of Tynwald, I would like a select committee to look into that in the next year before anything is considered with regard to renewing the user agreement.
So plenty to get your teeth into.
Indeed, and I'm really looking forward to it.